Welcome to the Girl Do You First podcast. My name is Ashlyn.
And I'm Kylie.
And we are your hosts.
We will be taking you along on our personal journeys of putting ourselves first in all aspects of our lives.
Through that, we will be teaching you all of our valuable tips and tricks so that you can start living a happy and fulfilled life with you in the driver's seat.
If you have been feeling like you are living your life for everyone other than yourself, then you have come to the right podcast.
Our ultimate goal in this podcast is to help you unapologetically, confidently, and automatically start putting yourself first.
We are so grateful that you have chosen to spend time with us.
If you are hearing these words right now, that means that you have been divinely guided to this episode.
Take a moment to smile and be proud of yourself for just clicking play.
You have already taken the first step to choosing you.
Now let's get into this episode.
Hello, beautiful. It's Ashlyn, and I wanted to give you a really short, sweet reminder just to kick off your day. I wanted to share with you what's going on in my mind because I had a client recently say this to me, and it sparked such like amazing feelings that I was like, okay, I need to share this because I feel like we get stuck in this either learning phase or just in life where we take life way too seriously. And so I wanted to share because I was like, wait a second. Like when she said this one quote, I was like, wow. And it really evaluated everything else. She looked at me and as she was saying what she was doing, she had so many things going on that were like really awesome. And I was like, dang, that is a lot. She goes, well, life is made for living. And when she said that, I was like, duh. Like absolute duh. Life is made for living. It's not made for working. It's not made for taking life too seriously and just like putting your head down and grinding and all the things. Like life is truly made for living. And then it really made me kind of take a step back. And it was almost like a gut check that the universe gave me that I wasn't really having fun. And where in my life am I scheduling fun? Not even scheduling, but just like enjoying life, having fun, laughing at the little things, and truly wanting to go out and experience things in the now to feel like living. I feel like we're being taught, and you know, Kylie and I are also teaching like what we know about manifestation, but I feel like a lot of the social dogma of it, is that even the right term? I'm not sure. Of this is what you should want, this is what you should do, and you get to have all this money, and then you get to go live, and then you get to go have all these experiences. And it's almost as if like manifest so that you can have this so that you can then live your life. Versus, I think the real trick of it might be that we are living as if we are already having that now. Of course, that is a part of manifestation, but truly living because that is what life is supposed to be, living in excitement, living in the now, living in the present, and living as if we are already enjoying our life. Because while we are manifesting and while we are moving forward towards a goal, we also have to remember that the journey is our life. The now is our life. And once we get to the end result, if we're not happy, we're not going to be happy then. It's the same thing that goes when back in the day when I was 200 pounds and got down to 130, I was not happy. And why? Because I had lost all my weight. I thought I was going to be healthy and happy and fit and love my body. But no, I had trained my body to hate and only focus on one thing, is that I was losing it. And I don't like the way I look. And so when I finally got to the quote unquote goal on the scale, I didn't like the way I looked because I had ingrained and affirmed to myself that I didn't like the way that I looked. And even though the affirmation as well that I was saying is that I would look great when I was 130 pounds, when I looked in the mirror, all of that negative talk and all of that just focusing on what's wrong with me led me to feeling as if everything that I'm seeing is what's wrong with me. And I didn't like myself. I didn't cultivate this amazing relationship with myself until it was too late, not too late, but like until after the fact. And so that is what I really want to inspire you today, is kind of trying to look at your life and look at your goals and look at what you are manifesting and wanting to create out of life. And where in your life right now are you holding yourself back from being happy in the now because you are expecting it to come later down the road? Because that is the biggest mind fuck, I think, in the trick that we fall into this trap. Like even now, I'm I'm creating this amazing, like Kylie and I are like co-creating this awesome business. And I'm just like, wait a second, like be happy now. I'm not like chasing this dream to then be excited at the end of it. It's like, no, this journey, every single podcast that we create, every single person that we get to touch and talk with and be with and collaborate our minds with, like, this is so cool. Why am I holding myself back from living and going out and doing things until I have what? The quote unquote success, the quote unquote end. There is no end in our life. Our life is literally constantly going, changing and evolving. And if we don't start to take action and to take focus on the now and today and what we have, life is just going to flash by us. And then we're going to look back after we've get to our quote unquote goal and be like, wow, I wasn't really doing much except for this. And now that I have this, I'm still feeling empty. And it's because our life is made for living. Every single day is made to live in such happiness and excitement, or maybe sadness, because, you know, life is a roller coaster and it's okay to have our ups and our downs. And some days maybe we are just like feeling like we're just going to veg on the couch and maybe we need to have a good cry. And that is also an experience of living life. Life has its ups and downs, but I feel like sometimes I know I've fallen into the trap of just blindly like numbing myself and feeling like I have to be so fucking goddamn serious every single day and kind of like put myself in this like robot mode where I'm like, okay, work, 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 work. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. It's like everything's so serious that I don't even notice like when someone's trying to make a joke with me, or the fact that I can just be silly or let my guard down or go and just have fun and just be in the now, which is our life, which is this journey. And so because I definitely have experienced this multiple times, I know that you probably have too. And sometimes it just takes someone to tell you, hey, life is for living. And just that little switch, that little reminder to be like, wait, oh, what am I doing today? How am I feeling today? And what am I expecting to feel at my goal? How about I start feeling it right now? Because right now is what we're going to feel when we get there, not the other way around. And so I just wanted to share that little really sweet, short reminder, because I don't want us to miss out on our life. What if the whole purpose of us having goals and the whole purpose of us getting the promotion or manifesting the thing isn't the actual thing itself, but the journey to it? What if the whole purpose of our life is all of the days and the years and the hours of focusing? What if that is the cherished moment? And if we're not paying attention to it, we're literally then just teaching ourselves to appreciate the past instead of the now. So with that, that is what I'm going to leave you. If you feel called to share this with somebody, please do. I think I could honestly, personally listen to this over and over and over again, but this is what wanted to come out of my heart today, because that beautiful woman in one of my classes, Amen, if you're listening, it was you. She said this to me and it truly inspired me to just little switch in my mind to check and be like, hey, it's not the goal. It's the journey, and the journey is today. So I hope you have a beautiful day. Smile really big. And I love you. And I'm so excited that you're here. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Check out the show notes to discover more information on what you just heard.
For more information and to connect with us on a deeper level, follow us on Instagram at Girl Do You First.
This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional or medical advice.
We are not licensed therapists or medical professionals and are only sharing our own personal journeys.
We appreciate you tuning in with an open mind and taking action in your own life through professional advice or your own self.
We hope you have a beautiful day. And don't forget, you deserve love and to put yourself first.